right, joined here by Steve Torrance, our Top Fuel champion this weekend in Chicago, driver of the Capco Contractors Top Fuel car. This final round was a rematch of the 2012 final round at this event, which did not go your way, so that was a...
I red-lighted.
In Englishtown, New Jersey, Steve defeated Antron Brown. You guys have had a rivalry that has friendly overtones to it, but it favors him, and you've been slowly making some ground back this year. So I guess let's pick it up with that. You're seeing Antron maybe as frequently as you have seen him, but now the odds have seemed to be swinging in your favor.
Well, I'll tell you, for the longest, I didn't have a good car the first half races that we raced and lost. And then after that, it was a mental block. You go up there and you race Antron Brown, and he's going to beat you. And you try hard, and you do things that you wouldn't normally do to beat someone. Instead of just doing what you do, drive the car and being on your game, you go up there with intentions of beating Antron Brown. And finally, I just got that in the back of my mind and pushed it out and cleared that thought off and got the monkey off my back, because that guy is the best. I put him at the pinnacle of our sport as the team that they field, the driver he is. I mean, he's just he's got the all around package, and that's who. If I would say I was trying to emulate anybody, it's Antron Brown. The guy's always on his game. We were just up there in 46 and 48 in the final. So I knew he would bring his A game. And when we race each other, we're going to be at our best, both of us. So I feel that, to answer that question, it was a mental block for a long time. It's no longer in my mind to go up there and do anything other than just race my race car and do the best I can and try to leave on everybody. And now that we've the car that I have right now and the performance and the way that I've been driving, I feel like we can go beat anybody at any time.
Your fifth race win this season, 13th career overall. In many ways, you and Ron Capps for this particular season are having almost mirror image experiences.
And this is one of those situations where you don't really want to stop. You want to race every week, and you don't want to slow that momentum down. And it's great going into the Western Swing. It's great that we were able to go out there and extend the points lead a little bit. I mean, you start looking at that now. That's where you're looking towards for the countdown and where you're going to go into those last six races, where the momentum's at and how the car's doing. And just it's as much mental for the guys that we're racing as anything, because they know that we bring our A game every time. The car runs well, and they have to be the best they can be to beat us. And I've been on the other side of that more than I've been on this side of it. So I know what it's like. And I know that when you go up there and you race those Schumacher cars, you race those Coletta cars, they're typically, A to B, quick, and they leave on time. So it feels really great to have a car and to have the confidence in the race car, in your tuner, in every one of those guys out there, to know that you showed up with bombs to drop. We quit having bullets. Now we're just dropping bombs on them. So it's a huge confidence builder, and it's been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed it. And I'm just blessed and thankful to have a family that loves drag racing as much as I do, and we do it as a family, and we've just adopted a whole lot more people and made our family bigger. Everybody on my team calls my mom Mama K. So I mean, it's just, we're a very tight-knit group, and we have a good time doing it. Not really. It's just probably this year as a whole has pushed that block away, because we've been working on the car. The car reacts a lot quicker than it has in the past, and I knew that you can do a lot of things that are not indicative of the driver's reaction time with the way that the car runs. I can go step on the gas at the same time as him in a car that I had last year, and I'm going to be 1/100 to 200 slower. And we looked at the camera, we looked at what we had to do, and we brought that around. And now that has in itself been a huge confidence boost for me as a driver, because I know that I'm not at a disadvantage. I know that when I hit the gas, I'm leaving with that guy. And you can see in my average reaction times all year, you can see in my confidence as a driver, the consistency, everything. And then the car's just doing what it's supposed to do. We've found a clutch pack that we're able to stick with for the rest of the season. And that's the key to the success. I mean, you can ask Caps, you can ask Tober, you can ask anybody out here. When you you go out there and you have the same parts and pieces and it does the same thing every time. That's the consistency that it takes to win rounds, win championships, win races, whatever it is.
Are you going to go so far as to say that you've now given Antrim the mental luck?
No, no. Absolutely not. Yeah, well, I think we're like 21-3 or something. Right. So, yeah, I'm still very lopsided in this record, but Antron's a great guy. He's like my brother, and it's fun to race him. So we've quit saying see you in the final. We've just said let's go one round at a time and see where we end up, and if we make it to the final, then it's kind of like a bare knuckles brawl, and we're going to hug and make up at the end, and whoever won, they get to carry the trophy for that week.
You ever have a dialogue with him about that? I mean, 2-22 coming in.
Oh, yeah.
As good as you are, 2-22 against him, surely you guys must.
Oh, we talk about it all the time. I mean, I sent him a picture of a voodoo doll one time and asked him if he had one with my face on it. You know, Billy Joe's from Southern Louisiana, so I mean, they might be into that. But no, we've talked about it, and I mean, just what I said. It's more mental than anything. It's not that half of those races I lost here to him in the final in 2012. I red-lighted. Mm-hmm. I knew that I'd been. I mean, I remember the race like it was yesterday. I'd been 40s all day long. He had outrun me every round. They were low of the session, and by the time we got to the final, I thought if I bump it in a little bit, I can go 20 or a little bit better. The car was just reacting well, and I think I went 13 or 15 red. So just overthinking the situation and go up there and screwing up and throwing away races that we could have won, you know, red light or be late on the tree and stuff that is not my crew chief and not my guys. It's just me trying to beat him instead of just racing my own race.
This is a track where you all run about 0.2 seconds slower on an average run, but it also looks like it's the most demanding of any of the tracks so far this year. Is that accurate?
Just like you heard Cap say, I mean, this racetrack is, you have to navigate this racetrack. You have to, there's some things that you don't just drive it in a straight line and stay in the groove. I mean, this place is a little tricky, and the more laps you make here, the more times you come here and just go down the racetrack, you figure those out as a driver. You know, you get out here and you walk down the racetrack and see where you got to go, because it's difficult to say we're driving these cars where we want them to be instead of just in a straight line, but that's what we do. We had to do the same thing in Atlanta. There was a bump out there in the middle, and you had to drive around it right at half track. And so it's not just a stab and steer. There's some strategy and driving that goes on in to make these things go to the end without hazing the tires or trying to, you know, puff them out there in the middle.
You got to the point where 5 wins in the first 13 races, you're already thinking championship?
No, I'm not thinking about championship. I don't even want to say the word championship. It's all, you'd have to say, you'd have to be lying if you didn't say that you think about it, but that's a goal. That's what we're working toward, and the only way you can get that is one round at a time and just win more than everybody else. So we're just trying to stay focused and driven, and every one of those guys on the team know what the goal is. It's a bunch of old outcast outlaws. I've rounded them up, and they're doing pretty damn good.
Congratulations to you.